This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pandemics?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Has this been a heavy CBD day for you, Super Don, or a light one? Because for me, it's a heavy CBD day, but I haven't taken enough, is my point. Right now.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, you know, I had to go to the dentist, and I got there, and they said, "Oh, you're deactivated. We thought you were already gone." I'm like, "What do you mean gone? I got an email from you. I have a dental appointment today. What do you want?" "You're just cleaning, right?" And anyway, they're like, "Well, we thought you were gone." "Okay. We're here. I'm here. Is your hygienist here?" "Well, what's she?" "Yeah, she's available." "Okay, let's do it," just like we pretended we were going to do it anyway. And so it was one of those kind of strange days. I had to run some errands out and about. You know, I'm not used to being out and about, right? I don't go around the world to travel and lecture and teach. So when I have to do little dinky-dunky things like that, they're a big adventure, right? Kind of like me at a health food store or at a grocery store. The word catatonic comes to mind. It's too much. There's too many colors. There's too many choices. Just point me in the right direction. When it comes to shopping, yeah, I'd rather not. I like to do my garden shopping. That means go out into the garden and shop from my garden. That I can handle. Very straightforward, very simple. But I've got my limits, is my point. Anyway, do you notice anything different about me today, Superdome? Visually? Looking on the YouTube stream?
Yeah, lost a couple of pounds there. You must have shaved.
Babyface is back. So, yeah, my mom's real happy. Oh, thank goodness, finally, that awful whatever you call it is gone.
Fun while it lasted, I guess.
Yeah, no, it was adventure. A little adventure in facial hair. And my wife says, "I didn't marry an old man. When are you shaving that thing off, right?" Okay. I guess because it was mostly gray at the chin, right? What are you going to do at that point, you know? It doesn't faze me. I don't mind. It doesn't either. I don't typically look at myself, although this video screen, occasionally if I look down, then I can see myself, right? Otherwise, I try to look in the camera and look at everybody that's looking at me. It's kind of weird, a fishbowl effect. Anyway, what are we doing tonight? It is advanced medicine, isn't it? I think it is.
It is, yes.
Oh, you know, this is a weird one because the second hour of the show is Dr. Rasha Bittar, Advanced Medicine. And I want y'all, please stick with us for that. But I also want you to DVR something that I normally don't do. Tucker Carlson, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Fox News. Why? Who was our guest on Friday along with Celia Farber? You remember?
Brandon, I can't remember.
Straka?
Yeah. Stockton, yeah. Well, Straka. He's going to be on with Tucker.
He's on Tucker Carlson, yeah. No, the
no
thing is, and Brandon is the guy that started the hashtag walk away when he went and did the video. And as I was riding around out in the car today, I heard on the Hannity show, I think there was a woman that was sub-hosting for him, because it was a woman at the time slot. And maybe I'm on the wrong station. I don't know. But anyway, a woman was playing Straka's audio from his walk away video. And talking about the Facebook page and how amazing what's going on. People are leaving the Democratic liberal agenda because it's not principled at all. There's no principles anymore. And so then I got the word that he's going to be on Tucker Carlson tonight. I think that's very cool. It's starting to grow.
You know,
it's going to grow fast.
It's not very often we scoop Tucker Carlson, right?
Mm-hmm. The thing is, when I tweeted out that we were having him on, I tweeted Tucker Carlson that night on Friday.
Oh, really?
I did. I don't usually, but I did that night. Okay. And then, lo and behold, Monday, look who's on the Tucker Carlson show. I claim no responsibility. No, none at all. So let's see. What are we going to do tonight? Medical tyranny on tap. It's always on tap. Not here on the show, but we have to cover it where it's on tap elsewhere. This is a story from Natural News, although it's covered outside of that. And the headline reads, Medical Tyranny. Doctors ordered to refuse health care services to parents who opt out of child vaccinations. Now, normally you read that and you go, ah, those horrible doctors, that's just rude, that's outrageous, there ought to be a law. And I'm thinking, this is good news. There'll be a lot fewer children harmed because doctors are going to refuse to see them because their parents won't let them get vaccinated. Folks, this is good news. Let them refuse to see you and then choose an alternate route, right? You got a big street sign that says modern medicine. I would put a thing over it, under construction, choose alternate route. They still haven't figured this thing out, and you'll be safer. Now, it'd be one thing if this were just about pediatrician seeing you for so-called pseudo-well-baby visits. I call them pseudo because it's only about vaccinating them and making them sick. But the issue comes when they refuse service, other services, not related to that at all, right? You're going to a doctor. Is it the ER, for instance? It's a very acute trauma scenario. And the next thing you're asked when you get there, what's your vaccination status? Or what's your child's vaccination status? That's irrelevant to what we need right now. Now, at that point, will they refuse service? That could be a great dilemma in terms of, I won't say the Hippocratic Oath in terms of first do no harm, but my gosh, if somebody's bleeding out and would die, I think every lawful law says you got to take care of that person to get them well. You figure out what comes next afterwards. So my concern about this is not that pediatricians will start firing their patients. That's good news, because that means more kids are going to be taken to chiropractors and osteopaths who are not real allopaths. I mean, the ones that aren't. I know they are now, but the ones who aren't behaving like them. Let's say herbalists, homeopaths, etc. That's where you got well baby visits. You want to keep your baby well. That's where you go, not the pediatrician. Okay? Vaccine dogma, pervasive, harmful, all of that. So, Super Don, did you gather, again, two phases of this discussion? One, firing the kids who are not being vaccinated, the pediatrician. Great news. Two, if they're able to then refuse service to you in emergency care situations. Is there any indication of that?
In emergency care, no. And I think that, you know, look, I mean, there's got to be a line somewhere that you're not supposed to cross.
Yeah.
You know, and something like that. You're right. I mean, they're legally required to take care of you and at least stabilize you in a situation like that.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, things happen after that. So,
well, that's the question. Yeah, I don't know how far they're going to go with it, but I do know down in Australia, they're out of their collectivist minds. Or maybe they're in their collectivist minds because for the public health, for the public good, all y'all need to be vaccinated down under. And you're not. Those of you who are not, they've got something on you. Apparently, there's a support payment that I understand is automatic. That means to me it's welfare. But the Aussies insist, no, it's not welfare, Robert. Stop calling it welfare. Well, where's it coming from? The taxpayer? Then why are you getting it? Because that's what the government's given me. Well, who'd they take it from? Me and my neighbors. It's welfare. It's stolen. It's welfare. And yet, what they're doing is basically eliminating whatever is an entitlement program in Australia, the Family Tax Benefit Part A. Okay? Now, I'm not an Aussie tax expert, but it sounds to me like a general welfare program that's specifically stealing from some, giving to others, or maybe everyone. But if you don't have kids, do you get this Family Tax Benefit Part A payment? Under this new coalition's No Jab, No Pay program, your payments will be reduced by $28 a fortnight for each unvaccinated child. So every, and we looked this up because Super Don and I both went, a fortnight? What the hell is a fortnight? I mean, that'd be a night when we went over to our friend's house, Superdome, when we were kids, and we would build forts. That'd be a fort
night.
Made
a fort, right? Yeah. Out of pillows or something.
That's our fort night. But no, not down under. A fort night happens to be about 2 weeks. So, $56. I don't know what that is in U.S. dollars, but let's just call it $50 a month reduction for every unvaccinated child per month. So basically now they're saying, we stole money from you, we give it back to you because we give it to everybody who has kids in Australia, unless you decide you don't want to vaccinate, then we keep that money that we stole from you. Now granted, the Australian Constitution, I don't think it's rooted in individual liberty like the Constitution of the United States is. Not that many people follow it here, but just saying. There's a monarchy aspect, it was part of the Crown of England, it's part of the Commonwealth still. So this idea that they can dock your pay, your welfare payments, because you don't vaccinate, but then they're going to spend $14 million, they're budgeted, on children to give them catch-up vaccines. Once you say, oh my gosh, I need that $50 a month per kid, now let's risk my child's very life, potentially to the death, due to catching up a child on a vaccine schedule that's never been tested anywhere in anybody. We'll just catch them up. $14 million for that. Free vaccines for all y'all vaccine hesitant and resistant moms and dads down under. The Turnbull government also provides $5.5 million over 3 years for propaganda campaigns to encourage Australian parents and carers to vaccinate their children. That's right. That's an appropriate use of your money, isn't it? Just you buy ads on television, pay newscasters to speak the truth, which is not, it's just news speak, and convince you that you're being a bad parent for not injecting toxic poisons into your child down under. Folks, get out of Australia. Get out of California. Those are two places where they're living in vaccine tyranny presently. There are other places, but if you can leave, find a place that actually honors your freedom to say no to vaccines and doesn't unjustly, which this is, unjustly, end up penalizing you for saying no to vaccines. How about just stopping the welfare? You know what? I can't dictate to the Australian welfare program how they should or shouldn't do their thing. So I'm just not going to go there. I'm just going to say, really? You're going to withhold $50 a kid per month because the parents have woken up and seen the truth about vaccines, what's in a vaccine, and they don't want it in their kid? I think this is going to be overturned. The Turnbull government days are numbered. I think this is outrageous, and you find the pharmaceutical conflicts of interest there are very real. Particularly, I think the wife of the Turnbull government. Is she the wife of the whole government or just Turnbull? Anyway, y'all down under, you'll have to let me know how that works.
We need an Australian correspondent.
Yeah, I'm razzing my Aussie friend. Love you. All right, we've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Look out for them super bugs. They're everywhere, especially in the supermarket. Next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just adding another country to the Robert Scott Bell Show do not visit list. And my apologies if anybody lives there. Like I said, Australia, they already banned Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, they banned my friend, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Who wants to go to Australia now? Luckily, I got in a long time ago. I visited. I'm good. I would love to visit Australia again, but not with that government, not with those dunderheads down there pushing vaccinations like that. I don't want to visit California based on what's going on there, although I got a good, lots of good friends in California. I love you, but I want you to get out of California. Don't have kids in California. And now, don't go to Denmark. Super Don, you noticed at the end of that article, the Crown Princess of Denmark, whoever, what is her name?
Crown Princess Mary of Denmark is urging everyone to join the movement and vaccinate their children. I've never heard of the Crown Princess. I'm Googling the Crown Princess Mary of Denmark,
because she says the effect of persistent rumors can cause some people to delay or decide against vaccination, but no rumor can be as compelling as the simple truth that vaccines save lives, right? She's a propagandist. The Crown Princess Mary of Denmark is a propagandist for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Yep. How heavy is that crown weighing on your conscience, Crown Mary? All right, let's go to superbugs. It is that time for a lot of folks that are not Neanderthal meat eaters, right? Wait, no, if you are a Neanderthal meat eater, I'm sorry. What? You know what? Anytime you talk about food, you're going to step in it. Might as well just go all the way, right? Call them names. Look, I'm not a vegetarian. I am when I am, and I'm not when I'm not. But the point is, however you decide to eat is for you to decide, okay? I want to encourage you to eat cleanly, whatever you decide. Obviously, 4th of July, Independence Day, a lot of cookouts. A lot of people happen to cook out, and they cook out veggie burgers. Actually, no, a lot of people don't cook out veggie burgers on Independence Day. They're cooking cow. And the problem, yeah, good moo cow there, Super Don, but don't line up for a shot. You're not part of the herd.
No.
A new analysis offers alarming findings as many Americans get ready to fire up their grills for Independence Day. This is not shocking to me, but it should be shocking to any of you that have not chosen grass-fed, free-grazing, grass-finished meat, if you're doing that, right? Listen to this. Nearly 80% of supermarket meat was found to have antibiotic-resistant bacteria, also known as superbugs. Folks, you don't even have to get antibiotics to get superbugs. You just have to eat factory-farmed meat. I'm telling you, if you're going to cook out, save a little bit, cut a little bit off of some other budget somewhere else, and spend a few extra shekels for the grass-fed variety that has not been planted with antibiotic bombs in the guts or in the muscles now that you're going to eat of these animals. 80%, Super Don. You go into the health food store, you got hopefully free grazing. If they sell meat, you're not going to have to worry about that. But again, read the label, find out about the provider, get to know your own farmer. Better yet, bring it closer and closer and closer to home that you can. There are local farmers you can get these things from.
Let me tell you said you're not shocked.
Yep.
I'm pretty shocked. And I think the average person should at least be concerned
yeah.
to some degree when you got a number like that, because they broke it down in the
I see it.
The yeah. testing. 79% of ground turkey, which is weird. I don't know why turkey. Why
would
turkey
have a lot of antibiotics? Listen, if you see the way they raise these factory farm birds, they give them antibiotics, partly to fatten them up.
But check it out, though. Yeah. There's that doesn't quite work in the numbers here, because you got 79% of the ground turkey, 71% of the pork chops, 62% of the ground beef, and then the low rung of the ladder, 36% of chicken breasts, legs, thighs, and wings. So the chickens, 36%, the turkey, 79%. So I don't quite understand that, but, you know, I guess when you work it all out, the average is 80%. That's like most. That's like the majority of the meat. So,
yeah.
You know, if you're not really cooking that meat, right? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, to well done, which is like the worst way to cook meat. It's like,
but remember, folks, too, most of these things that have antibiotic resistant microorganisms in them, they're also being fed glyphosate contaminated grains. So it's just tip of the iceberg, right? The superbugs. What about the ground turkey versus the chicken? Well, a lot of people eating chicken are onto this, and so you got Purdue. You can go, we don't do antibiotics on our chickens anymore. Whereas turkeys, sold by the bigger the better, they really fatten them up with those antibiotics as well. So there's a distinct difference there. Anyway, folks, please choose wisely whatever you're going to cook, whether it's a veggie burger, non-GMO or organic, or it happens to come from an animal. Please make it clean and free grazing before it gets to your plate. We've got lots more healing to go. We got Trump doing some more good. Uh-oh.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. It'll link you through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, that hashtag still growing. That one is called Walk Away. Hashtag Walk Away. And, you know, I was thinking about this. When we talked to Brandon and Celia Farber last week, Brandon Straka, on the Walk Away campaign, just the mere act of, like, let's take personality out just for a moment, because like a lot of people love Trump, hate Trump, neutral on Trump, whatever. They're irrelevant for the moment. You start looking at things like we try to do here, with intellectual integrity. All right, you look at, all right, he did this, do you like it, do you not, why or why not? Did you did this? You like it? He didn't do this. You like it? Why? All right. Look at that. So let's say a liberal Democrat looks at everything Trump has done and not done, and said, and can find even one thing, and they come out in public and say, you know what? The one thing I like Trump did is name it. All right. They will be pilloried by everybody. My gosh, you are kind of like Jimmy Fallon when he had Trump on early on and he mussed his hair. How dare you humanize the President of the United States? I mean, you talk about just bizarre. My gosh, you mean he's not human? No, of course not. He's a Nazi. Didn't you know? Robert, your liberal bona fides are gone. And this is the kind of crazy stuff that sane and rational liberals or former liberals woke up one day and went, these people are crazy. I'm getting out of here. Now, we don't align ourselves with any one party. We tend to like to look at things on an individual basis each time through, based on the principles of liberty. That's our litmus. But Brandon, gay white guy from New York City hairdresser, is like, dude, I'm a full-on Trump Republican. Great. Good on you, mate. I mean, the point is, there is such a movement away from that strange and deranged leftist rhetoric, which is not even true leftist ideology in terms of what used to be classical liberalism. Again, that's a whole other discussion. But just to say you like one thing that Trump did, if you were a liberal Democrat, they will burn you, practically burn you at the stake. Where is rationality? Where is intelligent discourse? It's not happening in today's political left. And if you consider yourself among the political left, you can do better. But good luck talking to your friends who can't, who won't. Okay? Good luck on that. Now, Trump has done something good again. He's gone after some bad guys. And whenever the bad guys get got, you get to hear this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Guess who's busted?
Now you go to jail and marry big smelly man.
All right, folks, this is it. Trump's DOJ did something good, right? There's a lot of the Department of Justice that is suspect, that is criminal, that is not doing good. But in this case, we got to give them their props. Criminally charged, 76 doctors, 23 pharmacists, 19 nurses for raking in billions in medical fraud and for pushing toxic drugs in the mix. So we talk about draining the medical swamp, he's really at it. Lots of fraud, lots of corruption, and this DOJ crackdown, unprecedented, charging over 600 people with criminal activities that involved over $2 billion in medical fraud. Super Don, does that mean the rest of the leftists hate us now because we've actually said one more thing that Trump is doing that's good?
there's a lot of them, yes. Yeah. There's a pretty good number of them that, he could... it doesn't matter what he does.
No, I'm not exaggerating.
No, you're not at all. And it's something that's made it very difficult to navigate through things like your Facebook feed. Mm-hmm. Although I got to admit, you know, Facebook just recently just said they were going to start cleaning things up, making things better and stuff like that. I don't know if you've noticed a difference, but I have.
Okay.
That there seems to be a lot less negativity, but there for a long time it was like, hey, Trump this, Trump that, bad, oh, evil, Nazi, horrible, devil, la la la. Now in this particular case, they probably would say, well, it wasn't Trump. It was the Department of Justice.
That would mean? They would have to go, Jeff Sessions, good job. They're not going to do that. They're not going to go there.
Damn it.
Who do I go to? Who can I find?
Dude, this is huge, though. Yeah. This is huge.
Listen to this. One doctor, Jeff Sessions says, defrauded Medicare for over $112 million, distributing 2.2 million unnecessary doses of guess what? Opioids, oxycodone, and fentanyl.
Jeez.
Wow. I mean, it's not bad enough that they're out there at all, but you got people going, oh, man, I'm going to make $1 million, $100 million, $112 million off of this.
Well, and listen, it's guys like this guy here. I don't know who this guy is, but, this guy should never even come close to practicing medicine ever again. because you know, people like this took advantage of a situation, a crisis, right?
Yeah.
You know, that was going on, taking advantage of people that were addicted to opioids in order to make a buck. I mean, he's literally a drug dealer. I mean, just a drug dealer with a lab coat, you know?
Look, the whole system is fraudulent from the word go, because it's based on a premise that you suffer from a lack of some synthetic molecules that are approved by the Fear and Death Administration and then given a mandatory, if you will, monopolistic status in the marketplace where you don't get competition to it. Nothing like painkillers. We talked about this. Kratom, for instance. They're still going after Kratom. We don't have to talk with Jonathan Emore next time we talk to him about, you know, where that's going. Because, you know, contamination, is that your excuse? Because you don't have science to support your claims that it's going to cause you to stop breathing like the opioids will. It's not doing that. But we've got to deal with a lot of corruption because the system itself, from the beginning point, is corrupt. Unless you believe. Maybe you're out there, probably not in this audience, you believe that, you know what, if I have arthritis, it's a deficiency of some form of a COX-2 inhibiting drug, whether it's Vioxx, which would have killed you, or something that replaced it, or a steroidal or a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. These are, you know, how do I say it? These are absurdities. Absurdities. Biochemical absurdities. I know that the drugs do stuff. They suppress stuff. But in the case of this fraud leading to addiction, leading to death, how do you defend that? And so we applaud the Trump DOJ for doing some good work here, even though we would speak out, and we do, when we see that they're not doing good work. Like Sessions still dragging his feet on this issue.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back for a time. Yes, Jeff Sessions, if you join me for an organic salad, I will throw cannabis leaves all over your salad. I'll throw them on mine. We both eat them, and neither one of us will get high. Yep, that's right. Raw cannabis leaves. We can juice them. We can eat them like salad. And we're not going to get high. Nobody's going to get high. You wouldn't eat enough. You couldn't. Because unless you heat it, you don't release the THC. You get the THCA, much like the CBDA, which decarboxylates after heating, right? That's why people smoke it, for instance. So the idea that all marijuana is going to get you high, I remember Ron Paul talked about this when it came to cannabis, particularly hemp. You know, roll up a joint as big as a telephone pole, try smoking it, you won't get high because it's all CBD. There's no functional THC in it. But in this case, there's plenty of THCA, and still, you can juice it and eat it raw, and it's not. And I've said this for many years, even though we haven't been at this for decades, because we came to this only a few years ago, to realize the wonders of this plant, what it is and what it isn't. So we have an article linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com that goes into juicing cannabis and the benefits that you get from it. And there are a lot. Did you learn anything new from this, Super Don?
I actually learned a lot from it because this is something I know people talk about it. It's not something that I've really looked that much into.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the plant goes, you know, I mean, we focus a lot on the CBD and the THC, but it turns out that cannabis, the leaves,
the superfood.
It's like a superfood, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very dense with a lot of nutrition in it.
Mm-hmm. You have all kinds of cannabinoids. That's, you know, one thing that's great because we've kind of ignored that aspect of our body. In fact, you know, until a few years ago, you never heard of an endocannabinoid system to show how far behind we are on this because of the suppression of this plant. But if we eat it, it's different than if we smoke it. And it is food. Like you can eat the hemp leaves from an industrial hemp plant. Hopefully it's organic. Same thing if you're growing cannabis to smoke it. You can eat those leaves raw. You're not going to get high, but you're going to get the benefit of the cannabinoids, the cannabinoid system, the CB1 receptors, right? For instance, in the brain, big time benefit. So juicing cannabis, you can juice it like, I guess, I mean, you could throw in carrot juice. I mean, any fresh vegetable juices, just throw the leaves in there that you could throw. You could juice your leaves. That's an amazing thing. You'll see a superfood benefit that will not cause you to become psychoactively incapacitated in any way, shape, or form. So I'm glad that this article came out because, again, we're not, you and I, as far as I know, we're not into the subculture, although we can appreciate it. And we certainly enjoyed people like, what was the guy, Master Bong, that's occasionally on the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
well, listen,
again,
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I used to be a part of that subculture many years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not making any judgments. I'm not. I'm really not anymore.
Look, I had my fun, and then I grew up at some point.
I had my beer, and then I grew up. Exactly. And all of my buddies still haven't. But that's okay. I'm not judging. All right. Now, we've got growth of cannabis. There's medical cannabis now in Oklahoma, of all places. But, man, the churches are really out of sorts over this. They voted to become the 30th state to legalize medical marijuana, but the religious conservatives are trying to put a wrench in that medicinal ointment. So 56% of the voters approved the ballot measures legalizing medical marijuana in Oklahoma. Okay, that's recent, but it's taken a while to get here. But they're still upset about this plant in the churches. And I don't know, is this a failing of church leaders? No. Well, maybe that too, but it's a failing of people who go to church to communicate to your church leaders that this plant was created of God, by God, for the people to use as medicine, as food, as textiles, as all kinds of fuel, everything. And to think that it is made by the devil? I mean, again, I'm not a preacher, man. Technically, this is my healing ministry, but I don't claim it in that way.
It's like, yeah, it's funny because I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, where in the Bible does it say anything about cannabis being bad?
You know what? I think we're going to go to a Bible interpretation that may upset those churchgoers in Oklahoma next. Are you up for that, Super Don?
Yeah. Let's check this one out.
It's one of those WWJD moments, and they're going to use the Bible to back it up. Cannabis? Anyone?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey, it's Independence Day week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Looking forward to my good buddy Michael Badnarik rejoining us. We do this every year, an Independence Day spectacular. Also, we'll have Ty Bollinger for Independence Day as well. So, wow. It promises to be a really rocking show. I'm just looking at, if we should take a day off maybe on the 5th. Right, because we'll sort of technically be working on the 4th. We'll have a show for you, but right. We're working on that. But I'm leaning that way there, Super D. Just celebrate. My daughter is becoming a teenager on that day, so it's like I got to figure out do some kind of birthday thing.
We'll pick out some kind of super awesome encore, and I fully support you on that.
Thank you. I do appreciate your support. You know that.
Yeah.
Can do with that.
Yeah.
All right, we talked about religion slowing down or stopping medical marijuana in Oklahoma. And we did play the Oklahoma song last week, and we found out Super Don is way into show tunes. Way into show tunes. But there's nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong with show tunes?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I like grew up with show tunes.
I know, I'm teasing, because I like show tunes too. I'm okay with that. So
in fact,
right.
I am rewatching the entire 5 or 6 seasons of Glee right now.
Okay, now that's a little bit over the top. But other than that.
No, it's not.
I don't
it's
know.
It's a good show.
I don't
show.
Know Glee.
All right.
How about the Women of GLOW? Gorgeous ladies.
I've actually watched that show a couple of times, and it's not bad. It's kind
of that's a throwback to the early 80s when they had wrestling.
Is.
Anybody that was into wrestling can remember that, what was going on at that era. That was pretty
that's
wild.
Right.
Anyway, so we were talking about the religion, the religious people that are against the plant that God created, and going, hello, wake up a little bit, please, just a little bit. So now we got somebody that apparently is claiming it, and the headline reads, "Holy smoke, Jesus used cannabis oil to perform miracles." Now, I don't
can,
know.
Well, hold on. What? Can you hear that? Can you hear
what?
That?
What do
oh,
I hear?
Oh, there was
what
another head that exploded. All right, hold on.
No.
There's another one.
According to this guy, researcher Chris Bennett, I don't know him. I wish we had Liam here to go. He went into the history of stuff. But Jesus used cannabis and was an early champion of its medicinal properties. A growing consensus of experts agrees. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not a historian like that. I haven't gone into the religious history of Jesus to know gold, frankincense, myrrh, and cannabis, for instance. I don't know. But it's an intriguing thing because cannabis has been used for hundreds, if not thousands, of years medicinally. So why not? Why couldn't it have been one of the oils that was used to perform miracles? Because it's a darn miraculous plant when you start using it in your own life. I mean, what do I call my wife being alive today? A miracle. Because of the pain and anxiety she suffered from the dental extractions years ago that went wrong, she was living in abject pain every waking hour. And that plant alleviated some of it, took out most of the anxiety. And she's still here for her life to have that correction and, you know, have great days compared to where she was before. So why isn't that considered a miraculous thing today? And I think we were talking on the break, Super Don, about you said you have to, that's what bothers you about religion, you have to take it all on faith. I'm like, not me. I get that, because if you don't know something, you have to kind of have a belief and a faith until maybe one day you'll know, or they'll say, well, wait till you die, then you'll know. And I never went for that. I don't like that. Oh, I'd have to die. I'm here now. Am I a creation of God? We all are. Yeah. All right. So experience has shown me certain things got my back. You know what I'm saying? And even though I'm human, I'll forget, I'll get stressed, I'll be afraid a little bit. But as I said, when you're on point, when you're on mission, there's little to no room for fear. And you just got to remind yourself of that, because time after time after time after time, you've come out okay. I'm not saying it's always been easy, because God will use the proverbial 2x4 if you need it. If you need that smack to wake you up, that's how much you are loved. You'll go, ow, ow, that's not very loving. What about all those whispers in your ear all those years prior that you ignored? Am I going to abandon you because you ignored me when I whispered to you? No, that's what I'm saying. We're not abandoned. We may perceive it, believe it, and have faith that we are. That's kind of a weird thing to have faith in. But the reality is that you test it, the principles. I don't mean callously. I mean with sincerity, with an open and loving heart, you'll find that weed is good for you. Just saying. However you decide to chew it, eat it up, put it in a salad and juice it, you're not going
to
get high.
So what do you think? You think there's something to this? You think maybe Jesus used cannabis oil?
You know what? I'm not claiming to be a scholar on it, but I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. Because of the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh, they all have interesting healing properties. But cannabis, man, pretty impressive. So why couldn't have been? Maybe somebody who's a scholar can tell me why I'm wrong. But I'm not committing to it. I'm just saying it could be. It could be. All right, we might have advanced medicine. We'll try to do advanced medicine no matter what. Dr. Bitar's busy, but he'll be here. Because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.